When you think of the early European settlement of what became the United States, you probably don't think of a battle between the Dutch and the Swedes over that land. But that's exactly what happened here. And the story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive, delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
The first Europeans to come to present-day Delaware were the Dutch, who attempted to set up homes in the southern part of today's state.
They had a Dutch settlement down there. It only lasted a year, but the Dutch felt that they owned this area. So when the Swedes made Fort Christina outside of what today is Wilmington, the Dutch were not too happy when they found out about that, because they were like, hey, that's our area.
Julia Worm says the Dutch and the Swedes began quite a tussle over this area in the mid-1600s.
The Dutch decided to make their own fort here in Newcastle, and they called it Fort Casimir. Well, the Swedes weren't too happy about that, so they took over Fort Casimir, and then the Dutch found out about that and took Fort Casimir back.
The Dutch constructed that fort in 1651. The Swedes took it in 1654, and the Dutch took it back in 1655. But by 1664, control was in the hands of the English, who named this town Newcastle, the name it still has today. This was an important city well before the United States became a nation.
Where we're sitting is literally 3 blocks away from the Delaware River, which is a very navigable river and gets you out to the Atlantic Ocean. So it becomes a bustling port town.
Initially, the three counties in present-day Delaware were part of William Penn's colony of Pennsylvania.
Eventually, in 1704, there was some arguments between the Pennsylvania delegates and the delegates from the lower three counties. And so William Penn decides in 1704, Delaware is going to get their own legislature.
And that body met here in this port town. There's more to the story of the town and this state. And it's next time as we travel the countryside in Newcastle, Delaware. I'm Andrew McCrae.